special meeting of the Siskiyou County Air Pollution Control District Board to order at approximately 8:32 a.m. on October 28th. And we will go stand for the flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll now move into a roll call.
All right. Director Howe?
Present.
Oops, Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Kopsev?
Here.
And Director Lucchese?
Here. Thank you. Moving to item number 3, which is the Air Pollution Control District Governing Board election of chair and vice chair for 2024.
So I would motion to keep it as it is, since we're almost done and we've been that way all through the year. I don't know, right?
I would second that since 2025 is around the corner. Yeah. We'll do it first. Start there.
And I believe that's Lucchese as chair and Kopsev as vice, correct?
Yes.
All righty.
Motion by Kopsev, second by
Valenzuela. Okay. All righty.
Do you want me to take a vote or?
Okay. Director Halp?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye. All right, we'll move into item number 4, which is presentations from the public. This is the time slot for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on the matters presented at this time. You'll be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Are there any general public comments? Seeing none, we'll move into item number 5, which is transfer of funds, Air Pollution Control District, $65,000.
Move to approve.
Second.
Does you want to talk about it?
I don't, no. It's pretty simple. It's equipment purchase out of a grant that we have for that purpose. So,
all right. Any general public comment on the transfer of funds? Seeing none, we'll go into a motion by Commissioner and Board Member Valenzuela. Is there a second?
Director Howe. All right. Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye. All right. We'll go into item number 6, which is Air Pollution Control Officer presentation.
That'll be short and sweet. Thank you very much for having this meeting on short notice. I appreciate that very much. It's been kind of a tough year to get a meeting in. We're going to correct that for next year. First thing on the agenda I'd like to talk about is the air monitoring at Copco Lake. The Board of Supervisors and CEA's office, Elizabeth, have requested air monitoring by the Air District at Copco. We were able to secure 2 updated portable air monitors. And so we're currently using one and recently placed another one along the bed of the Copco Lake, former lake bed, to try to monitor dust coming off of there with the wind erosion. We're keeping the tape where the deposits of soil are kept. We're freezing those in case we can use those for analysis of heavy metals or other contaminants. Currently, we're not doing that, and I don't have any funds to do that. I did want to mention that the Air District doesn't have any funds to pay for that. I'm operating the Air District currently with grants, and those are specifically targeted towards certain types of activities that the Air District is mandated to do. So I'm keeping track of that. I just need to inform you of that, okay? Any questions? So far, the air quality hasn't been too awful bad. We received quite a few complaints at times when the dust does blow, and I expect it to blow quite a bit more, even though they're supposedly planting some cover crops. That's another issue I'd like to mention since I have you there. The cover crop they're planting are grass seeds mostly, not just grass seeds. That's what they're intending to put down following these new, I guess that's considered tillage. I'd call that a compactor that they're running down on the bed. But it's full of cheat grass. Those are unregulated weed seeds. But you ought to know that also. Okay. Any questions? So, the Air District is flush with grant money. I just wanted to say, we have quite a bit of money in the Carl Moyer program. We are expecting to get a $339,000 plus grant from EPA to help buy equipment, to operate it, and to help pay for operations of that equipment. Keep you posted on that when we get it going. I do have one other thing to tell you before I close this. Eric Olson, who's been working for the county about 25 years, is retiring. He'll be gone at the end of the year. Eric Olson is our technical specialist. He runs all the monitoring equipment, keeps it up to date, calibrates it, deals with EPA when it comes to questioning air quality issues, where they might claim that we're out of compliance for clean air. Pretty hard to believe, but it takes the act of Congress to maintain clean air standards when we have wildfires. He spends probably a week of his time every year calculating data and justifying that we had an exceptional event affecting our air quality. He's going to be kind of hard to replace. I intend to try to get an exemption, which would let him come back and train whoever we pick to replace him, hopefully shortly, but I haven't that hasn't been approved. There's some discussion about whether I can actually hire a non-safety person to come back and do that, unless it's been 6 months since they've been retired. Not to wait that long, we're going to be pretty bad shape. I may have to reach out to some other air districts to get some help. Any questions? Once again, I'd like to thank you for a short notice meeting. Next year, I'm going to put some placeholders in the schedule with Wendy's help so we don't have this same problem.
To the chair. So can you just provide a calendar date for us, like the board, our other boards do, and rather than just random, just set them out for the first part of the year?
Like LAFCO?
Yeah.
Along with
well, all of us. Yeah, they all set the dates.
So I tried to do that three times. So I won't do that.
Well, just bring it here, and we'll approve it, and then it's done. That's the way it should be, right? The calendar.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
So I attempted to do that three times.
Didn't
work.
My question would be, the resolution says regular board meetings are any Tuesday in four different months. Would that require getting a new resolution or just the calendar dates?
If the board wants to update the schedule that's already approved in the resolution, I think that would be a good agenda item to evaluate next time, since it seems that there is interest. And so we can discuss it and possibly set the calendar with a consensus then.
Correct.
At the next board meeting, and then I can draft it up and have it finalized for your final approval thereafter, if that is something that the board is interested in.
Yeah, I can do that. So the big question would be, concentrate on a Tuesday following a Board of Supervisors meeting? Or?
I think it might be better following an LTC.
That
Tuesday.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Usually the LTC and LAFCO are on the same day.
Third?
Yeah.
Third Tuesday? I don't know.
You could check. They could follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
coordinate that.
They're in between, I believe.
Yeah.
The board meetings being the first and the third, I think they're
we're
going to say
the
they're
second.
The second Tuesday.
Second
oh,
Tuesday.
That's right. We're the second
of the month.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So look at that.
Okay, I can do that. I intend to have the first board meeting following the city select committee appointments, which will be sometime in January.
Yes, and I don't believe it's in time for our first January meeting for the BOS. So it would be the second, probably the second board meeting for BOS. I'd have to check the Lola schedule for city selection, but they're aware they need one. They need a meeting in January to get that done.
Right.
Can I just had a follow-up on the personnel question. Is that state law or ordinance in the Board of Supervisors doing
exactly? According to
exemption.
Personnel that I've talked to at personnel. I haven't actually talked to Haley directly yet, but it's CalPERS requirement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was able to get an exemption for Larry Hicks, my deputy sealer, which allowed him to come back immediately.
There are exceptions that can be explored, and that we have done that in the past.
That's a lot of
it, it's rare. It's rare, but this is the type of situation that could actually meet those qualifications. But I mean, certainly I can work with Haley and Jim to evaluate that. But it would need PERS approval and consensus on that.
I know we've done that before.
Yes, we have done.
Well, my perception of it is, particularly in this post-pandemic where there's so many retirements, so many skill sets, they're a little bit more flexible.
Yes.
That's good news because this is serious.
Yeah. I don't want to overspeak right now just because I don't know the details and I haven't talked to Haley. But
and we'll be hiring through personnel, is that correct? Because this is still
possibly
a county position.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do have a little bit insight if you can speak on that just a little bit more. So Becky has, in personnel, has reached out to,
for the record.
Haley has a deputy county administrator. Becky has reached out to CalPERS, called them, spoke with them, and they have said that it is still in the realm of needing to be a safety-sensitive position, which is law enforcement, of course. But if we push a little harder, we definitely are willing to do that because Jim has expressed how important this position is for his work to be done. We can push a little harder and just see what they how they react to that. They that was just a first reach out to CalPERS saying we have this need, what do we do? And I feel like that's their general response is that it needs to be law enforcement. And we have done those in the past year. There's been a couple that have happened. So we are aware of the process, but just not this type. If it's gonna qualify.
It takes a little work.
Yeah, and I think they just gave us that general answer that they give everyone. So we can work with that.
Any other questions? Are we good? All right, thank you. We'll now move into item number 7, county clerk appointment of 5 members to schedule vacancies.
Yes, this is one we've been working on for some time. We've had retirements and people that are no longer serving on the hearing board. But I did hear back, got a letter of interest, find her name, Holly Lenz, and she is interested, I believe, in the medical position, and we were unable to fill this because we didn't have a quorum back in July, so if we could fill at least one position and then continue the rest, hopefully we'll keep looking for some more people.
Any questions? So are you looking for a motion to appoint today?
Correct.
To continue the rest.
Including the, if she'd represent for the medical?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second.
Second. Is there any public comment on the action item?
Further discussion, just quickly, she's a resident here, is that correct?
Yes. She looks like she lives in South County.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, I'm going for vote.
All right. Director Howe?
Aye.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Cobbseth?
Aye.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Passes. Item number 8 is minute approval. Item 8A is minutes for December 5th, 2023. Item 8B is July 9th, 2024. Is there any discussion or motion?
Any questions? We need nothing there. Nothing on those minutes.
I don't know
if I was here or not, so I'll make the motion anyways.
Oh, I believe just for December 5th, it was Supervisor Cobbseth was absent. Mm-hmm. But I believe we just didn't have a quorum on the July 9th, so nobody typically was here. Mm-hmm. But we want to get those approved so I can get them posted.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Valenzuela.
This
is on the 5th or both?
It was on both.
I was on both. I'm saying separate.
Do them separate.
Okay.
Yes. And
first
who
one.
Was the second? Thank you. So let's do 12/5/23. Director Howe?
Aye.
Excuse me, Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Cobbseth? You
abstain.
And Director Lucchese?
Aye.
All righty.
Motion carries. carries. So minute approval for July 9, 2024.
Approved.
Second.
Okay.
Director Help.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Yep.
Director Kopsev.
Aye.
And Director Lucchese.
Aye. All right. I don't see any other items on our agenda, so we will move into adjournment.
And just something I wanted to say real quick is I believe Mr. Vella, Pat Vella, who's the rep from Montague, he was going to be listening in on Zoom but not participating in the meeting. So
he just sent an email trying to get in, so you better.
Oh, did he? Oh, shoot.
What happened?
Mr. Vella, he wasn't able to get in?
That's what the email said.
Oh.
Maybe Jim could call him just to give an update what happened.
And I can send an email as well to him when I get back to my
office.
We're
online.
He couldn't get in.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
He probably had delay.
He needed a password or something like that. He couldn't get in.
I didn't see him.
That's just what I read in the email.
No worries. I'll get a hold of him.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into adjournment. Those in favor?
We don't have to gavel. Do that.
The gavel.
I don't have a gavel.
Sorry, there it is. All righty. Thank you much.